Come, let us return to Adonai, our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humbled contrite heart, you will not reject. The Blessed Abbot Benedict, sure guide in dark and troubled days, has shown his countless children here the paths of peace and God's own ways. He dwelt in heaven while on earth, true man of God and man of prayer. For him the love of Christ was all, and God was present everywhere. He left all things that bind the heart in poverty to find release, unmoved among the things that change. He sought and found a lasting peace. He died among his many friends, while lifting up his hands to pray. In glory clothed he lives again, and we rejoice with him today. O Abba, food of those who fast, O Christ in whom the least are known, earth's rising sap, O Spirit, spring, come raise to life what you have sown. Amen. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Listen, my child, to the precepts of your Master. Incline the ear of your heart. Receive the instruction of a loving parent. Take up the bright armor of listening deeply, and do battle for Christ who reigns. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. It is now the hour to wake from sleep. Listen to the Spirit speaking to the churches. If today you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Who is the one who loves life? If you answer, I am the one, then keep your tongue from evil, seek and strive after peace. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. What can be sweeter to us, beloved disciples, than the voice of Adonai inviting us? Behold, with such loving kindness, God shows us the way of life. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may He bring us all to everlasting life. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may He bring us all to everlasting life.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. You are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold God's priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God is offered to lead you to repentance? By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself, for the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to their deeds. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live. And do not confound me in my expectations. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live. And do not confound me in my expectations. I bind myself to do your will. Do not disappoint me. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live. And do not confound me in my expectations. I will run the way of your commands. You give freedom to my heart. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live. And do not confound me in my expectations. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. Uphold me, O God, according to your promise, and I shall live. And do not confound me in my expectations. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It is the work of Adonai, and it is wonderful. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It is the work of Adonai, and it is wonderful.
The fast that you desire, Adonai, is the breaking of the chains of evil and untying the bonds of injustice. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is freeing the oppressed and welcoming the poor into our homes. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is clothing the persons we find naked and not despising our neighbors. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is sharing food with the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, and welcoming immigrants and strangers. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is caring for those who are sick or injured and visiting those who are in prison. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You called Saint Benedict to share his wisdom in a simple and balanced rule for communities dedicated to contemplative prayer and sustainable living. You call us in this holy season to devote ourselves to prayer and works of compassion and love. May our hearts and our lives be in harmony with the words that we pray, and our whole lives help to build your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen. May we learn to prefer nothing to the love of Christ, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful.